Apostle Paul wrote to the brethren in Rome, I long to see you, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. It was a longing of Apostle Paul to visit the brethren in Rome, and it was our longing to host you in Portland at this convention. So we were planning for the whole year and preparing with the hope that you would come and the Lord would bless this effort. And we are very glad that you came from far, from places like Florida, Chicago, East Coast, and the West Coast here. I consider this a great blessing. I have to tell you that when I was at one of the conventions, it was during the international convention, I had the privilege to be there ahead of time, before the convention started, when the hotel was empty, and there was no one there. And then brethren arrived, and it was a joyful event. It was so much joy to see the brethren from all the countries. And then I had the privilege of staying after when everyone left, and this place was again empty. You can just imagine my feelings. It was nothing. It was like void, because the friends were not there. So when Brother Carlton called this morning and he said, I cannot be there, I was thinking, what am I going to say during this welcome address? And I asked myself the question, why are we having conventions? And as I was thinking, I went back to history, to even before I was born, when I heard about the conventions where the brethren were going to conventions and they even risked their lives. Some lost their lives at conventions. And I know that there were conventions where they didn't have enough food. So they were getting there, and one of the problems they were facing was food. There were conventions where brethren could not gather together. They had to keep the windows closed because there was oppression, and they could not officially gather. And I think, well, this is a good reason, but is it really a reason we are going there? And what came next to my mind was, I would like our youngsters to really understand what the conventions are and why do we gather there. So why do we go to conventions? And then as we just started the study of Romans, these thoughts came to my mind, that we may be comforted together by the mutual faith of you and me and all of us. I think that we are here, brethren, because of great love of our Heavenly Father. And we come here because we want to leave aside the land, the jobs, all the important things we can do to date as normal people. Fishing, boating, hiking, working, doing the land, all the other things we have put aside. And why? Because we wanted to direct our thoughts to our Creator, to our Heavenly Father, to His promises. Fishing, boats, all work, this all will pass. Nothing is going to be left. What will stay is what our Heavenly Father gave us, His promises, His great love, and our futile human attempts to glorify Him. And I know that this is maybe not perfect what we are doing here, but this is our desire, to build upon what is going to last forever, what is the most important and what is the closest to our hearts, the promises, the truth, the principles of our Heavenly Father. Because this is what we want to leave as our legacy, the legacy for our children, for all of you. We want to meditate upon them, to be invigorated, to be strengthened, to rejoice, and to rejoice in this hope, which is better than anything else. You know that the theme of our convention is this quotation from Romans, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And I know that many of you, as the time goes on, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, becomes even more important. As we all endure different difficulties, it becomes really something which becomes the most important thing for us, to go to the Lord and ask for His blessing. We are blessed and we are happy that you are with us, that our speakers were able to arrive safely and are here to share with us the best they brought with them. And we want to warmly welcome you and express this hope that it would be a blessed convention, that everything we do, the enjoyment which comes from the depth of the riches of the promises of our Heavenly Father, will be for our uplifting and also for the glory of His holy name. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. For who had known the mind of the Lord, or who had been His counselor, or who has first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. This is our wish and desire for you, brethren. We would like to welcome you.